filmmaker Chris Fetchko.
There's a theme to this movie that I can't really tell you because it'll give it away. I had this band story to tell. I had this breakup story to tell. And I was like, well, there's a lot of breakup movies that are out there. Is there really a point for that? And there's a twist to the film, which I figured out how to combine all this and say, okay, now it's worth telling. So when you watch the trailer, it's a very conventional trailer. Okay, here's a guy managing a band. Here's a girl. Here's a conflict. He loses the girl. Hopefully he's going to get the girl back. You know, it's one of those. We got it. You watch the trailer and you think, all right, I'll watch this movie. I'm pretty much going to know where it goes, but I'll hopefully be entertained. I can't say whether the film is good or bad, because of course I'm going to sit here and tell you it's the greatest movie ever. But what I can tell you is you will not be able to predict how this movie ends. I've seen it happen. Nobody can predict it. And we've shown this film all over the world, and no one has predicted where it goes. So I'm really proud of that. I just didn't write a band movie. There's some really good ones out there. Or just a breakup movie, which there's some really good ones out there. I feel like we added that something, a little extra something at the end there, and we put it together.
Filmmaker Chris Fetchko speaking about his recent feature-length movie, All in Time, that will be screened 3 times as part of the annual Spring Film Festival at the Dietrich Theater in Tunkhannock. Chris Fetchko will be on hand for a Q&A at each of those screenings. The Dietrich Theater is distinguishing itself through its quarterly festivals of independent national and international films, and from April 7th through April 27th, they'll be featuring 23 different movies, many of them award winners or nominees. Ronnie Harvey has the enviable but overwhelming task of selecting the festival's offerings, and he stopped in at the WVIA studios to give us a preview and tell us about the process.
I feel like there's not even time to breathe half the time. I feel like I'm just inundated with all this product, and I've realized now as we've gone on and we've showed some new things and some things that people might not necessarily have we thought that they wouldn't like, now we see that they're open to them, and so it's expanded our reach of films now where we're able to go, okay, you know what, that might be a little tense of a thriller, but we're going to show it anyway because they keep coming out.
You're listening. They're trusting you.
Absolutely, so it's kind of a give and take. We've added our preview shows recently. They're the past few times. This one's the first time we've done it for spring where we show them the trailers to every single movie. So it's back to back. It's like its own little movie. They come. It's for free. So they're able to see all the movies. And beforehand, I give them a little talk about how I do it. And then I say at the end, hey, if you've got any suggestions, you come to me of films that you think might work, because I'm not doing this just for me. I'm doing this for you. I want you to be able to see the movies that you want. So they come with me suggestions. I'm writing them down. So now not only do I have my own list of movies, but now I'm getting all these movies from our customers as well. So it's becoming almost too much, but there's never too much.
And how long is the Spring Festival?
3 whole weeks. Yes, 3 weeks. We just got done with we just got 2 for Winterfest, but 3 it is. We're going to stick to that because we're able to show a lot more showtimes and a lot more films. And so we are able to get the attendance that we have always desired. People are able to come and have a plethora of choices of timing. So they're able to pick what works best for them. And I don't think we'll ever go back.
And you usually kick things off in a grand way with a very special...
We usually do with our gala night, which is April 7th. And we do have 2 films, Lion and 20th Century Women. Lion has gotten a lot of press for its Oscar nominations. It didn't actually end up winning any, but I think it was just a stellar year of film. So it's not to diminish the film in any capacity. Lion stars Dev Patel, and it's a true story about a young boy who gets separated from his brother, and he ends up on a train thousands of miles from home. Now, the young boy, where he ends up, they don't speak the same language as him. And mind you, he's, I believe, 5 years old. And he has no way of communicating with them where he's from or what to do. So he becomes a homeless boy on the street. He learns to, you know, figure out life on the street. And then he gets adopted by an Australian couple. And he lives a happy life, but he's separated from his family. And he kind of forgets that they exist. So when he gets older, he realizes that he does have a family. And now with the technology of Google Earth that had just been invented, he goes on a quest to try to find the family that he lost all those years ago. And it's a harrowing true story that you just, can't help but fall in love with the real life characters and the story in and of itself.
So Lion is one of them.
The first one. And then 20th Century Women is our second film. And that stars Annette Bening. It has an all-star cast, Billy Crudup, Greta Gerwig, Elle Fanning. And it's the story of a single mother in the summer of 1979 in California. And times are changing. Things are starting to move in a different direction. And she has a teenage son. And in an ever-changing world, she doesn't know if the mother can take that role of teaching the child who they are because she doesn't have a father figure. So she enlists three of her tenants, because she happens to be a hotel owner, three eccentric tenants to kind of teach him life's lessons, to grow up, to teach him how to be a man. And I think in the long run, the mom is the one who teaches him how to become a man.
In addition to sampling these opening night films, we have a party.
Yes, we do. We have a party where we get local restaurants to come out and serve you delicious hors d'oeuvres. We have Epicurean Delight, Twigs Cafe and Restaurant, Ma Greenlee's Barbecue, and Fireplace Restaurant. They all give you delicious treats. And then we have desserts after the first film. And we have wine and beer from Nimble Hill. So that brings them out. April 7th, at doors open at 5:30. And you can still get your tickets by calling 570-996-1500.
And then the floodgates open.
Right, and that's just two of the films. We're talking 23 that we have throughout the three-week span, which I think is the most we've shown so far. First and foremost, I wanted to get to some that we're actually having special events for. Two of the films actually have a local connection. One of them is All in Time. All in Time actually played at the theater for the Beelin Film Festival that we had there not too long ago, and we saw the potential in the film. We really wanted to bring it back. Local director Chris Fetchko, he actually filmed the film here in Wilkes-Barre, and he's going to be at every showtime to do a Q&A afterwards and to sell merch at a merch table for every showtime that he's at. So you can actually meet and talk to the director after every showtime, no matter when you come.
And he was here in that seat saying, you won't be able to figure out what the twist is.
No, you won't be able to figure out what the twist is. I've actually seen the film, and it is a really cute, sweet story, and you will not be able to figure it out until the very end.
And what's the other?
It's the film called Completely Normal. One of the co-writers of the film will be in attendance for one of the showtimes, April 20th at 7:15, and she'll be there to discuss the art of doing it and why they chose the subject matter that they did. And it's the story of a quirky 20-somethings man who lives in New York City, and he falls for a girl on the subway, and he doesn't know her and he has no idea about her, but he becomes enamored with her, and so he starts lightly stalking her, let's say. He starts following her around, seeing about her life, and what he doesn't know about her is that she suffers from multiple personality disorder. So he starts to learn about what she's dealing with, and they end up finally, you know, meeting up and talking, and there's an attraction between them. So the story is really about finding love in the oddest of places and dealing with an illness, and that love doesn't affect that illness. So she'll be there to talk about that movie. But I also saw that, and I thought it was a very sweet, well-done movie.
And she is from here.
She's from Scranton. But one of the people that holds discussions for Wyoming County Reads actually taught her in class. So he connected us with her, and now she'll be here. And then our final, this is not a local connection, but we have the film Before the Flood. Before the Flood is Leonardo DiCaprio's documentary about climate change. So we thought it's very important to bring that film in because it's a subject matter that is of debate right now. And one of our showings will have a Q&A with Dr. Sarah Kenahan of the Countryside Conservancy about the impact of climate change and global warming and what that means for the future. And the film really does get into some deep stuff, and it follows the pushback. It follows some innovators who are looking to do their best to combat it and what challenges we will face if we don't. We have Jackie. Jackie stars Natalie Portman. She was nominated for Academy Award for the film. And it follows Jacqueline Kennedy the moments and days and months after her husband was assassinated. And so it's a searing look at the public persona that she has to put out and what she was dealing with behind closed doors. And it's a hard one to get through, but I think a lot of people knew where they were when it happened. It was a very important moment in time, and they are still considered the epitome of the American dream and the American family. And so it's the story of her dealing with that, an extraordinary portrayal. Speaking of extraordinary portrayals, Michael Keaton is an amazing actor. And we have the founder. Michael Keaton plays Ray Kroc. Now, as I grew up, I don't know why this was something that stuck into my brain, but I knew that Ray Kroc was the founder of McDonald's. I'm not sure why that was something that I knew as a child. So to watch this film, to find out that all of that was a lie. The founder follows Ray Kroc. He is a businessman selling milkshake machines across the country, and he hears about this. He gets an order from the McDonald's brothers who want like multiple machines when no one's buying any of the multiple turntable milkshake. He's like, how are they? Why did they make a mistake? So he goes to visit, and there he finds the first McDonald's, and they are selling boffo amounts of hamburgers and fries, and they got lines out the street. And so he devises a plan to franchise, and they are a little standoffish about franchising it because of people not keeping up. And so it's their brand, as they wanted to keep it. And so Ray Kroc, in all his businessman mentality, decides to buy the land out from under where the McDonald's were. And so then he essentially becomes the owner of McDonald's. And what people don't know is that Ray Kroc technically stole it out from the McDonald's' hand. So it's a story of business and corruption, and couldn't be more better timed. We also have Manchester by the Sea. Manchester by the Sea won Casey Affleck his best actor nomination this year at the Academy Awards. And it is a tough movie to get through. I'm not going to lie to you about that. I've seen it, but it is a beautiful story. It's about a brother who has moved away from his seaside town that he lived in because of some unknown circumstances, or at least unknown to us at the time. And he finds out that his brother died, leaving him sole guardianship of his teenage nephew. Now, he's not prepared to go back to where he was. He's not prepared to raise a child, but he has to do it because that was what his brother wanted. And so it's a story of you finding out why he left, him reconnecting with the people he left, and beginning to apologize or form a relationship back with those people and help the nephew, and the nephew help him deal with grief and getting back together with the family. And it's a beautiful story. When you find out the reason why he left and what happened, the audience that I was in it with audibly gasped all together. And it was a moment that you don't normally see in movies, because I myself was gasping, but everyone in the audience had that same exact feeling, and they were left with deep, deep sadness at that moment. But it's important to see, and it's a beautifully done story.
And you've just given us a reason why we want to go to see movies together in a theater rather than alone at home.
Absolutely, because then you can come out of there and you got someone to talk to. You have someone who has that same feeling that you had in that moment, because I was talking to a gentleman as I was leaving. He started to say something about, oh, can you believe that? You know, so you ended up having the discussion, and that's what we have at the theater, is that so many people know each other that they feel comfortable enough to have that discussion afterwards.
Well, cheer us up.
Well, this is the perfect way to cheer you up. I can't go without this interview without talking about Ketty. Everywhere I go, everyone keeps talking to me about Ketty, and it follows cats in Istanbul. It's a documentary about seven wild cats who live on the streets of Istanbul, because I don't know if anyone knows, but in Istanbul, they live free and are able to roam however they want. And it's the story of these seven cats and their little different personalities, but how not only they affect the community, but how the community impacts them. Like how they actually form this mutual relationship, and they help liven people up. And they say in the trailer, Dogs believe that human is God. Cats know better. Cats know that you're just a human and they're here to help you. Dogs picture you as the most important, but cats know way better than that. And they're not going to fall for that stuff.
And everybody wants to see it.
Everybody I talk to wants to see it. And I'm not a huge animal person. I don't like the responsibility of that. But I'm so excited to see Ketty because it looks just so darn cute.
What else you got?
Well, let's talk about some of our foreign films, because I don't think we've actually talked about those too much. Salesman won Best Foreign Film at the Oscars this year, directed by Iranian director Asghar Farhadi. And it's the story of a couple who is forced out of their apartment building due to a construction project that's happening in the neighborhood. When they move, they don't realize that when they're about to move. They're about to get into an even more dangerous situation. Asghar Farhadi does great films. I have never been let down by one, and I know you won't be let down by this one. We have Tony Erdmann, which was up for Best Foreign Film. It's a German film about a father-daughter relationship. She is a uptight businesswoman. He is a kind of out-of-this-world, crazy, eccentric father. And they come together. He unexpectedly visits her, and hilarity ensues. It's 3 hours long, but everyone that has seen it has said it is out-of-this-world hilarious. So I look forward to seeing that one. And finally, another film, we have Land of Mine, which was also nominated for Best Foreign Language Film. So this year, we kind of tried to stack the deck with all of them. Land of Mine is the true story of surrendered German soldiers after World War II who were tasked with removing the landmines that they themselves put down. Just in the trailer alone, I can barely even watch it because that tense moment, it reminded me a lot of Hurt Locker, which came out years ago, where they had to find the mines, find the bombs and explosives. And it kind of shows you the consequences of war, what happens afterwards. And you even connect with somebody that you never thought you would, the German soldiers who were on the wrong side of history, but you're connecting with them because of watching them deal with that.
Now, we have a number of listeners who are writers or who love literature or tune in for Garrison Keillor and the Writer's Almanac and love poetry. And I saw some poetry films in there with Neruda and Patterson.
Yes, we do have Neruda and Patterson. Neruda stars Golden Globe winner Gael Garcia Bernal from Mozart in the Jungle. And it's the story of Chilean poet Pablo Neruda, who was in a battle of wits with the government over his leanings. And it's the story of him going on the run, him being persecuted by the government. And the investigation is launched to bring him back to make him serve time. So it's a wonderful, another wonderful foreign film that we have. And then Patterson, to bring that up, Patterson is the story of a bus driver in Patterson, New Jersey, of all places. And he's aptly named Patterson. And he just lives a very simple life. He's the bus driver. He's that person that you don't think about who's impacting your life at this very moment. When you're on the bus, do you really think about your bus driver? No, but he's thinking about you. He was listening to the conversations going on, all the little mundane things. And he lives a pretty quiet, calm life. He writes poetry. He goes to the local bar and drinks a beer every day, while his girlfriend is a little eccentric and very different and wants to run around and do a bunch of stuff. So it's just a sweet, simple story of the guy that you don't normally think about. What else do we got for ya? Let's go to Fences. Fences stars Denzel Washington and Viola Davis. Viola, who did win Best Supporting Actress at the Oscars. Fences is an adaptation of August Wilson's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, reuniting the two that starred in the play production. And it follows a sanitation worker in 1950s Pittsburgh who is down on his luck, who sees that his life hasn't gone the way he anticipated it to. And he now looks to his young son, who he sees himself in and what he lost. And it's the story of the family dealing with not only racial inequality, generational divides, but also marital turmoil within all of them. So it's a rough one. There's a lot, but it's a well-done look at the problems that people dealt with in the 50s and how that comes right back to today.
You're just scratching the surface.
I'm just scratching the surface. That wasn't 23 films, but there's something here for everyone. I believe that we've made it so that if something that I haven't brought up yet and you look at the brochure, there's going to be something here that resonates with you on some level.
Talk to us about the framework now. Once we get through the opening night gala.
We have films every day starting from noon until 7, on the weekends until 9:30. And not only that, but during the week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can come and see multiple films. We have two screens running, two separate films. So if you saw the one at 12, you can see another one at 12. So we have them running all day, every day for 3 weeks.
Assistant General Manager of the Dietrich Theater and Film Booker there, speaking about the annual Spring Film Festival. His name is Ronnie Harvey, and he joins us quarterly, April 7th through the 27th. The dates for this Spring Festival, it is at the Dietrich Theater in Tunkhannock in Wyoming County. There is an opening night gala, as Ronnie described, and that's Friday, April 7th. The doors open at 5:30, and you have a chance to see both Lion and 20th Century Women. And you can get information by calling area code 570-996-1500, 996-1500, area code 570, or online at dietrichtheater.com to find out more about the entire festival. Again, it will run through the 27th of April, and then on the 28th, they will have a post-film festival discussion at the Dietrich, and it's at 1 o'clock. Ronnie will be on hand to keep the discussion moving, and you can talk about what you've seen and what you've experienced. Don't forget that the film festival will feature All in Time, which is a movie made by Chris Fetchko, a native of northeastern Pennsylvania. He directed it, and there are three showtimes, April 10th at 7, April 15th at 7:15, and April 23rd at 5, and Chris Fetchko will be on hand after each of those showings. If you need information, dietrichtheater.com, and it's T-H-E-A-T-E-R, Dietrich, D-I-E-T-R-I-C-H, dietrichtheater.com. And that's the Spring Film Festival, opening April 7th with the gala and running through April 27th with the post-film festival discussion on Friday, April 28th at 1. Again, for more information, on the web, dietrichtheater.com.